Hi guys, it is 12:44 and I am up. Me and Nico. Nico, look at mommy. He's over here looking. He's looking out the window. Hey, you smiling? Yeah, bud. Okay, so I have so much that I want to cover in this session. I feel like this is just me and only me podcast. It's always been me, right guys? So as you know, guys, I've been single and definitely haven't been mingling, but you know, it's all cool. I feel like when people get a whiff that you're single, like I don't know. I'm just Martina. That's all it is. Like, I'm just Martina, Miss Harden. That's it. Me and the pups. And that's it. Found out some information this weekend about my ex. And, you know, I had some heart conversations with people. And about the past relationship and how it went. And, you know, some scenarios that put me in danger where I could have died. I could have died. But the other situation is that I did not know that I believe wholeheartedly that my ex was or is bi, gay. I mean, and I'm going to just say that I heard that I never had access to Snapchat, but other people had access to Snapchat. And I heard that he was playing with his booty hole. And there were some other situations that came about where, that it was questionable as well that I noticed. For example, when we went to a pool party and he tried to show this gay guy a video of his dick or a video of him fucking or whatever. I don't want to say whatever, but a video of him having sexual relations. Also, he had a video. No, we went to California and he inquired about how it was to come out, how was it to come out, and you know, just asking the other guy questions. So yeah, I think my ex was probably gay. That booty hole scenario where he was playing with his booty hole just kind of took me for a loop there. I definitely wasn't prepared for that. I think if I would have walked in the house and caught him playing in his booty hole, that would have been like, what the fuck? Somebody said that they don't know a guy who would play with his booty hole unless he likes other guys to play with his booty hole. Now, my ex did use, he probably still got his OnlyFans account. But, he did post a lot of content for his gay fans, LGBT or just gay in general, right? So with him posting that on Snapchat, I don't think he was posting that just to get money. I think he was just posting that just to show who he truly was, which is bisexual, gay, whatever. Yeah, that just took me for a loop, and it makes me feel weird. It definitely makes me feel weird about men in general, and I don't want to say that, you know, a lot of guys who, and this is my theory, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but if a guy likes to get his dick sucked a lot, I feel like he is gay. I'm sorry. You want your dick sucked all the time, but you don't want pussy, or yeah, yeah, you don't want pussy, you just want your dick sucked. So yes, you may be bisexual or gay, because I feel like anybody can suck a dick and anybody can go up in a butthole. So yeah, I mean, you can close your eyes and a man can be sucking your dick, or whoever can be sucking your dick. A mouth is a mouth. So yes, my ex always wanted his dick sucked. I wholeheartedly believe that he probably was sleeping with guys while we were together, probably. If not, he definitely video chatted with people while I was at work or whatever. I don't know. He probably was doing some crazy shit while I was at work. And with him hitting me, I also feel that because he couldn't really fight a man, he just felt like it was easier to pick on a woman. Because when he did get in a fight with a man, he lost. So, and then for him to try to get in a fight with a man, it's just crazy. I just think Paul just had issues, like, altogether. He definitely had issues, and he definitely needed to go to counseling and get help. A lot of people may disagree or agree, but my ex was crazy. I thank God every day that I am out of that relationship, and I got out of it the way that I did. Because it could have been much worse. It's just come much worse. Because, like, just to think that guys will lie and lie just to get what they want. And I also feel that before you get in a relationship with somebody, you really got to know a person. Females, women, I know we try to get in a relationship with the man and say, oh, I want to marry you because X, Y, and Z, or like you're getting older, but you don't know who the fuck you get in a relationship with. You can get in a relationship with the devil, and shit might just go way left, like it did with me. It went way left. Paul wanted to move in because he wanted a place to stay. He was a fucking bum. He wanted a place to stay. That was his whole thing. And Paul will find a place to stay. Like, he will do whatever to find a place to stay. I believe he was like dick. He would do anything to get a place to stay. Because he's not striving to do better in life. He's just like skating around off of other people. So yeah, Paul wanted a place to stay. He lost his job, and then like I had just bought a house, and he was just, yeah. It was my fault. I should've ended things immediately when they started. Because the relationship started off bad. Just started off bad. I should've just immediately terminated everything, pressed charges, and just kept it moving. No, I did not. I just kept it going because I thought, in women, we do this all the time. We just think, oh, we can change a man. You cannot change a man unless they want to be changed. They can take the opportunity I feel like Paul could have taken the opportunity for me to upgrade him, but he did not take the opportunity. Instead, he fucked around and did whatever and just, he didn't. Paul just wanted to be Paul, and Paul just wanted to fuck around and have fun and do whatever. So he's out. That's why he's staying with another man right now. But yes, no, you can upgrade a man only if they want to be upgraded to first class. They can only stay in coach they can stay in coach forever. But he didn't want to go up to first class. He wanted to stay normal. I mean, you can't try to make somebody change based off of the scenarios. They just gotta want to change. Like I said, it can be a lot. It can be a lot with people. yeah, it's just like I feel like I wasted 4 years. If I can go back 10 years, there's so many things I would change. There's so many things I would change. In general, I would never date Paul. Like, never. Like, that would just be it. I wouldn't even try. Ladies, I always don't go off of people with looks, but then looks are not everything. I feel like looks can be deceiving, and then you can get the best looking person in the world and they can be like the demon in disguise. But ladies, just be careful out here. You can't trust these men. I'm gonna say, before you even try to remotely be in a relationship, at least try to get to know them for like at least a year before you decide dating. Over time, they'll slowly show you who they are. A person can only hide stuff for so long. Like, I didn't know Paul was on doing coke. I didn't know he was smoking a lot of weed and drinking like that. I mean, after a year, that's when, I mean, because we really didn't hang, together every day. So since we didn't hang every day, I didn't know what he was doing. So the days that we did hang out, he wasn't drinking like that, or he didn't have alcohol in his breath, so it wasn't bad, or he wasn't smoking like that. So that's the thing, is he can cut it off and on, and then it comes on so hard, you just be like, where the fuck did all this come from? Why is he smoking so much? Where did the crack come, the coke come from? It's just like craziness. So yeah, be careful, y'all. Just be fucking careful.